Katie, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 4th, 1902. Dear Brother Katie, without consulting you, I placed a student in the Healdsburg School. I expected to see you about this when I was in Healdsburg the week before last, but the day after going there, I was taken sick and was obliged to keep very quiet. The next morning, we returned to St. Helena. This is why I did not talk with you in regard to the student sent to school from Petaluma. I am not at all acquainted with this young lady. In talking with me about her, Brother and Sister Rice gave her a very high recommendation. I expected to be at Healdsburg when she reached there and intended to talk with you regarding her. But my health and work would not permit this, and therefore I did not have opportunity to arrange matters as I expected to. At one time I created a fund for the assistance of students from the royalties coming to me from my foreign books. Several dollars of this fund were placed in the Healdsburg School. The money was to be lent to students in need of help, with the understanding that they would replace it after they had received their education and were earning money for themselves. Thus, there would always be some money to use for the same purpose. I wish to ask whether these terms have been fulfilled. Is the fund exhausted? Have not those helped by this fund returned the money lent them? I should be pleased to know how this money has been used. If the terms on which it was placed in the school have been fulfilled, there should still be a fund from which students such as the one sent from Petaluma could be helped. If this fund has been allowed to melt away, an injustice has been done me and the students that could be helped by it. In regard to the student from Petaluma, I felt at perfect liberty to send her to Healdsburg College, and I shall feel at perfect liberty to send other students, knowing of the fund that I placed in the school to help such ones. If those who drew from this fund have failed to return the money, see if they cannot now do so. If they are not in a position to do this, let the tuition of this student be paid from the proceeds brought in by the sale of Christ's object lessons. It was to help worthy students, as well as to lift the debt from the schools, that the gift of this book was made.